forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Under sunny skies but freezing temperatures, the late former President Jimmy Carter's motorcade is slowly making its way through downtown Washington, D.C. Carter's flag-draped casket has been transferred to a horse-drawn caisson at Navy Memorial to make its way to the U.S. Capitol. Carter, who died last month at the age of 100, will lie in state in the rotunda for members of Congress and the public at large to pay their final respects. At a press conference, President-elect Donald Trump said he was looking at issuing pardons to people who assaulted police when a mob of his supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. And as NPR's Tom Dreisbach tells us, Trump also made multiple false claims about that day's violence.
Trump spoke to reporters at his Mar-a-Lago resort and said he was looking at pardoning January 6 rioters convicted of assaulting police and wanted to reinvestigate the attack.
So we'll be looking at the whole thing, but I'll be making major pardons, yes.
The FBI calls the attack an act of domestic terrorism. More than 140 police officers were injured. Trump also falsely claimed that the rioters did not have guns. In fact, several were armed with loaded handguns. And he said his administration would find out about the supposed role of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. No investigation has found any involvement by that group in the insurrection. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
A New York appellate judge is denying Trump's request to delay sentencing in his criminal New York hush money case. It's still set for Friday. Trump argued he is protected by presidential immunity. The wildfire danger is growing across much of Southern California, where several small fires are burning and the wind gusts that fan those flames are getting stronger. Mandatory evacuation orders are now in place for people living near Topanga Beach in Los Angeles County. Cal Fire says there is an immediate threat to life. Here's NPR's Liz Baker.
Firefighters are working to contain a bushfire that is rapidly exploding in size, driven by 60-mile-per-hour winds towards residential areas in the Pacific Palisades in the Santa Monica Mountains. These gusty winds, which are forecast to hit 80 to 100 miles per hour, are making firefighting difficult by picking up embers and dropping them up to three-quarters of a mile beyond the fire line. Already, there are reports of structures burning, and evacuation orders extend all the way down to the beach. Fire officials have been warning residents for days to prepare for this wind event, which is similar to the one last month that burned Malibu. Southern California hasn't had significant rainfall since last April, and a pileup of dry fuel in combination with these winds has the whole region on edge. Liz Baker, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You're listening to NPR News. The White House says the Southern California fires forced the cancellation of President Biden's trip to the region. He's still expected to give remarks from Los Angeles. With less than 2 weeks left in office, Biden traveled to California to talk about the creation of two more national monuments. Suicide risk is a growing concern for some policymakers. New research sheds light on how public policy can help mitigate the risk. NPR's Katie Riddle has details.
Policies that can be effective in reducing suicide go beyond an increase in mental health support and resources to include things like a higher minimum wage and paid family leave. Jonathan Pertle worked on this research. He teaches at New York University's School of Global Public Health.
the policies themselves, and even probably much of the discourse leading up to the passage of those policies, wasn't about suicide explicitly, right? These are kind of like spillover benefits of policies that have different targets.
When people are more economically secure, he says they may also be more safe. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
A Louisiana patient is the first person in the U.S. confirmed to die from bird flu. Yesterday, state health officials announced the patient had been hospitalized with severe H5N1 avian flu infection. They say the person had contact with sick and dead birds in a backyard flock. The patient was over the age of 65 and had underlying medical problems. U.S. stocks end the day lower. The Nasdaq closed down 1.8%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
Love taker, don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker. We'll be right back.
As I walked down by the riverside one evening in the spring, heard a long gone song from days gone by, blowing in on the great north wind. Though there is no lonesome corncrake's cry of sorrow and delight, you can hear the curse and the shouts from birds and the laughter and the fights. May the ghosts that howl around the house at night never keep you from your sleep. May they all sleep tight down in hell tonight or wherever they may be. And the sun went on, though the lights were gone, and the north wind gently sighed. And an evening breeze coming from the east that kissed our river's side. So I pray now, child, that you sleep tonight when you hear this lullaby. May a wind that blows from haunted graves never bring you misery. May the angels bright watch you tonight and keep you while you sleep.
This community and have lived here my whole life. I raised my family here and have watched others raise their families too. I know these lands, these people, our history, and our Unangam traditions. I want to continue to grow old here and live up my days in the place I call home with the people I love. As I get older, I know I need help with certain things I can't do on my own anymore. My family is a huge help, but they aren't always around or available for some of these chores. Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association helps support me through services they provide to elders like me, right here in my community. I was able to choose a chore worker to help me with my task I need to get done around the house and in my community. My chore worker helps me with things like getting chores done around the house, picking up groceries, or taking me to the post office. Through the APIA Chore Service Program, I can keep living in my current home and still receive the help I need to be independent.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away this blues, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. Like a bird.
elephant's mama in the backyard.
I'm nowhere. I can't pretend that I'm not down. I show it, I know it. I've been a fool more than once, more than twice. I'm gonna move to a new town where the people are nice. I hope I never have to sigh again. I hope I never have to cry again. I still want to be my smile. Happiness is back in style. I hope I never have to see you again, again. Oh, 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 it should be possible, I know, to see you without stress, but I can see I'll have to go. I'm changing my address, my urge to cry. I have failed to conceal. Life, it's no fun when you're hunted by the things that you fear. I hope I never have to cry. I hope I never have to sigh again. I'm for living while you can. I'm an optimistic man. And I hope I never have to see.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest
me. If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free, yes, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I go?
chances to the world. I am a man of means, of slender means. Each household appliance is like a new silence in my town. And if the day came when I felt a natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, such as that sound. It's such a sad thing. I'd like to drop my trousers to the Queen. Every sensible child will know what this means. The poor and the needy are selfish and greedy of her. And if the day came when I felt a natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such a sad sound.